For Jim McKinnon, the move to senior housing was long anticipated. The 78-year-old says the move to the new Cora's Place seniors housing complex felt like winning the lottery.
There's no stress. There's absolutely none. It's free and easy, warm, toasty. Can't ask for any better.
Jim and his wife Debbie were among 85 applicants looking to move into one of 19 units at the recently completed housing complex built inside a wing of the former Seton School in North Sydney, which is also connected to the North Sydney Food Bank. The housing development came as a result of partnership between all three levels of government, with $1.7 million coming from the Affordable Housing Fund, $1.6 million from Nova Scotia's Department of Growth and Development, $200,000 from Efficiency Nova Scotia, and $90,078 from the North Sydney Food Bank Society. Now that the housing development is complete, McKinnon and his wife have relocated from their home in nearby Frenchvale and says they're enjoying the sense of community in their new home.
We kind of gather out there underneath the tree. It's nice. Yeah, everybody, you get to know everybody. If you walk around, there's always someone to talk to.
His advice to other older individuals who might be nervous about entering senior housing is to learn to let go.
Oh, it's hard to leave everything. It is. It's because everything has a meaning, if you get my meaning. But the best thing to do, honestly, is take what you need only. Don't fill it full of clutter. You know, come with the idea of just what you need. Yeah, that's all you need is a toothbrush and change of clothes. A new washer and dryer, which comes with the apartment. So it's not hard to keep clean.
The grand opening of Cora's Place was heralded by Sydney Glace Bay MP Mike Kellaway, Northside Westmount MLA Fred Tilley, and Cape Breton Regional Municipality Mayor Cecil Clark, who celebrated Cora's Place with the staff and residents, as well as workers at the North Sydney Food Bank. The name Cora's Place is a tribute to the late Cora Shabib, a North Sydney Food Bank Society volunteer and wife of the Society's executive director, Lawrence Shabib, who also attended the event at Cora's Place. He says naming the housing complex after Cora is a wonderful, heartwarming gesture, and talks about the situation seniors face as they move out of their homes and into housing.
Well, there's a real need in the community for more seniors housing, like, newer apartments, and some of them are living in, they're living in their family homes and they can't afford really to be there, so they're stuck. So you hear the stories from them here, you know, the ones that gave up their homes to come here, they're just so happy that they, got to come here, so...
He says they plan to build two more 10-unit buildings adjacent to the new housing complex. He also discussed how the food bank integrates with the new complex.
Well, some of the seniors, especially the ones on fixed incomes, come to us for food. So some of the clients that are here as tenants take advantage of the food bank. So, yeah, so on average a month we see about 100 family units, and that can be one person up to nine, I think, is the biggest family that we have. So, yeah, there's a real need.
He says so far, feedback has been good, and residents are overjoyed to be there. CBRM Mayor Cecil Clark also shared his feelings about the complex.
To see the progress from transferring the school, former school facility over for a dollar, and now see it to be a hub for the community, not only for affordable housing, but for the food bank, programming, hair salon, and more importantly, you know, the anchor for other developments in the region, and more importantly, caring for people and for community, taking care of community. It's a total community hub, and it's not about stigma. It's not just about need. It's about providing programming, whether that's people learning to cook in the professional kitchen that's here, people needing a hairstyle in the salon that's been set up, recreational activities in the former gymnasium, and for people that are here as residents to have a home environment that has vitality and life and energy around it every day, something different, new people to talk to. You're not just sitting alone or isolated, you're part of the community.
Clark was also asked if the model used to turn the Seton School into Cora's Place could be applied to other school buildings that are no longer in use.
So when you look at the former Seton Elementary School, this is proof positive that you can repurpose a building and give it new life and new purpose and meaning. And the meaning is in the hallways with the residents here today. This is just nice to see the smiles on faces, but people with a deck to sit out individually. It's not a complex that isolates people. We have another request to the province of Nova Scotia for the transfer of another school to try and have even more of this type of housing available and create more hubs for this type of affordable yet quality housing.
While the municipality works on those plans, Jim McKinnon is settling in for a long stay with no plans to go anywhere soon.
We couldn't believe that we did get the call because there was quite a few people. They only come down for like just to see the view. And there was a lot of people. Didn't really think we'd get a chance at it, but we did. And here we are. And we're not moving.
For Coast 89.7 News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Jacob Postlewaite.